With this KLAM Sports Update for this Saturday, October 22nd, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, last night was a great night of high school football, whether it was playoff action in Class A and 8-player or regular season finale action in Class 4A. Plymouth County had one heck of a night of high school football. Let's start with the contest in town at Jim Lorenzen Field, the Galen Catholic football team hosting their first playoff contest in Lamar's since 2011, and they did so with a win. 40-22 victory over Tri-Center last night. You heard the game right here on KLEM Radio. Game started off strong for the Jays, who blocked a punt after Tri-Center went three and out. They'd follow with a touchdown pass from Connor Kraft to Keaton Bonderson. Another bad special teams play for Tri-Center led to another Galen score, and before we could even get going into the second, it was 13-0. Tri-Center got a 2-yard touchdown run from Michael Turner to make it 13-8. The ensuing kickoff returned by Keaton Logan for a touchdown, 71 yards, made it 20-8. He would also had a 40-yard field goal in that quarter and pick off a pass. How about that? Kick return touchdown, 40-yard field goal, and an interception as the Jays would lead 30-8 heading into the halftime break. Now, the third quarter was the strongest for Tri-Center. Jays got another field goal, 32-yarder from Keaton Logan, but then Tri-Center scored 14 unanswered points with two touchdowns midway and late in the third quarter. Jays would get another score in the fourth quarter, make it 40-22, and that would be your final score from Jim Lorenzen Field last night. Some of the stats in the contest were just outstanding. Cale Pearson had 25 carries, 116 yards for the Jays on the ground. Connor Kraft, 9 carries, 47 yards, a touchdown. He also went 7-14 for 116 yards and 3 passing touchdowns. Keaton Bonderson, 4 catches, 90 yards, 3 touchdown receptions. Cole McCarty led the way defensively. He had 9.5 tackles, and the Jay defense forced 4 turnovers. Interceptions for Keaton Logan and Cole McCarty, and Ryan Augustine and Cale Pearson recovered fumbles in the win. As the Jays move on to the round of 16, they improved to 8-1, and they have now won 7 ball games in a row heading into the next round of the playoffs. It's the first time the Jays have made the round of 16 since 2017. And in Class 4A regular season finale action, Lamar's football clinched a playoff spot. The Bulldogs beat Fort Dodge High 44-16 at Dodger Stadium last night. You watched the game on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. And the Bulldogs, they were on it all the way throughout the contest. It started with the Connor Jalis touchdown run, made it 7-0. Tegan Kazel completed to Bo Wadley. That made it 14-0. Then Kazel found Alex Allen for a 21-yard score. Wadley ran it in from 34 yards out, made it 28-0. Then a 21-yard field goal by Giovanni Cabongo to start the fourth quarter made it 31-0. Elijah Doherty got into the end zone from 65 yards out. It was 37-0. And then Fort Dodge got a couple of touchdowns in garbage time before Tegan Kazel tacked on another score to Bo Wadley, made it 44-16. The Bulldogs put up 391 yards of total offense, 285 on the ground, 106 through the air. And they forced Fort Dodge into 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble. Some of the stat lines here: Tegan Kazel goes 7-14 for 106 yards, 3 passing touchdowns. He was able to find Bo Wadley 3 times for 34 yards and 2 scores, and Alex Allen once for 27 yards and a touchdown. On the ground, Elijah Doherty at 18 carries, 113 yards, a touchdown run. Connor Jalis, 8 carries, 94 yards and a score. And Bo Wadley at 4 carries, 50 yards, a rushing touchdown. On the defensive side, Elijah Doherty had 5 tackles and an interception. Bo Wadley had 3 tackles and an interception. Alex Allen, 4.5 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and a sack and a half in the contest. Connor Jalis had another 2 tackles for loss. So did Bo Wadley. And Mark Moten had a tackle and a half for loss and a half a sack as the Bulldogs win their 9th game of the regular season, and they are confirmed to make the playoffs for the first time since 2013, as they are the number 3 at-large team, number 14 in the RPI, but the 3rd at-large team. And their postseason contest will be an anticipated one, a highly anticipated one. Matchup comes up at 10 o'clock from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Let's take a look now at some of the other sports scores around Plymouth County. We'll take a look at the Class 8 player playoffs, where top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's really had zero problem last night with Audubon, 76-0. Just an absolute dismantling by the Hawks. They were up 55-0 at halftime. Gretchen Terrell, Ruth Van Ayrshire beat Kingsley Pearson 50-34. Unfortunately, the Panthers with that great run to end the year, winning three in a row. Now that does not allow them to win and get the rematch victory over GTRA last night. And another score from around the area in eight-player football, Newell Fonda beat Harris Lake Park 55-26. In the Class A playoffs, the Hinton Blackhawks won their first playoff game since 2016, 46-22 victors over Logan Magnolia last night. How about that? First win in the playoffs in 6 years. Outstanding job by Coach Kadrian Harderson, as the Blackhawks are 6-3 heading into the round of 16. They were just one of two road teams to win in Class A football in the playoffs last night. The Blackhawks did so behind a stellar ground game, 369 yards, 7 rushing touchdowns as a team. The lion's share of that coming from Beau DeRocher, 15 carries, 223 yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns for Beau. Glenn Carlson had 7 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. And Dylan Hartman, 15 tackles on defense. He also had a rushing touchdown for good measure, as the Blackhawks, again, were one of just two teams to win on the road last night in the Class A playoffs. Hartley Melvin Sanborn beat North Union as well, 46-31. Third-ranked Woodbury Central shuts out South O'Brien 42-0. In Class A regular season contest, the optional Week 9 game that non-playoff teams could schedule, you had Akron Westfield finishing their season with a victory, 35-0 over Riverside, and Lawton Bronson beat MMCRU by just one score, 47-40. In the 1A playoffs around the area, it was South Hamilton beating Ridgeview 54-12. Fourth-ranked West Sioux beat Esack County 58-0. Fifth-ranked Kemper Catholic beat Emmitsburg 35-8, and Western Christian beat South Central Calhoun 36-18. In the Class 2A playoffs, second-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock shuts out Iowa Falls Alden 57-0. Fourth-ranked Spirit Lake beat Sheldon 35-7. 5th-ranked OABCIG over Unity Christian by one possession, 29-23, and it was 8th-ranked West Lyon beating Esterville Lincoln Central 37-26. We'll just mention the area scores, but if you want to check out all of the playoff scores across the state, 8-player through 2A, we've got that on our website at KLEM1410.com. And the regular season finales in 3A through 5A, it was Carroll beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 24-19, Sioux Center beat MOC Floyd Valley 21-20, Boyden Hall Rock Valley 1 point better than Bishop Heelan 25-24 in Class 3A District 1. In Class 4A District 1, of course, the Bulldogs beat Fort Dodge 44-16. Spencer beat Storm Lake 35-7 to claim the district title. And Webster City dominated Denison Schleswig 63-7. Sioux City East in Class 5A sealed the playoff berth with a 62-14 victory over Sioux City West. Taking a look quickly at the college football schedule around the area in GPAC football, 4th-ranked Northwestern's at Doan, 17th-ranked Midland's at Dakota Wesleyan, top-ranked Morningside at Mount Marty, Dort's at Concordia, and Hastings is at Jamestown. In Division I football, Iowa's at Ohio State. In the FCS, South Dakota State's at North Dakota, Southern Illinois at USD, while Missouri State's at Northern Iowa, and Davidson is at Drake. Now it's time to bring you the round of 16 in the Iowa High School football playoffs. Those pairings coming out earlier this morning at 10 o'clock. We'll start with the 4A pod, and the Lamar's football team in their first playoff contest in 9 years will head to Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Lewis Central third in the RPI standings. On the other side of their pod, the Glenwood Rams will be at the Spencer Tigers. Tigers get an opening round contest, and the winner of those two teams will play in the quarterfinal round to go to the Unidome. Down in Class A football, Hinton will be at Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a rematch of a district contest earlier on this year. On the other side of the pod, Galen Catholic will be at Woodbury Central. Again, the winner of those two teams will play in the quarterfinal to play for a trip to the Unidome. And in Class 8 player football, West Bend Mallard will be at Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks getting to host another contest in the round of 16. The winner of that contest will get the winner of the other matchup in that pod, Gretchen Terrell, Ruth Van Ayrshire at West Harrison. We'll have a full breakdown of all of the matchups involving local schools. But again, our Plymouth County matchups. Lamar's is at Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. It is Galen Catholic at Woodbury Central. Hinton at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And West Bend Mallard is at Remsen St. Mary's in the round of 16. For more sports news, be sure to log on to KLEM1410.com. Follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.